8 minutes to 8, Adam's back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. The European Central Bank wraps up its two-day monetary policy meeting in Frankfurt today. Markets widely expecting it will announce another rate cut on the back of that this afternoon. Data earlier this week showed inflation in the Eurozone had fallen below its 2% target in May. Meanwhile, US trade tensions have led to concerns around growth in the region. If it does cut rates, it'll be the 8th time it's done so in the past year. It will likely bring its deposit rate to 2% for the first time since late 2022. Kevin Timoney is Chief Economist at Davy. He joins us on the line now. As I say, Kevin, markets widely expecting another rate cut today. Is that what you expect to see?
Yes, it is, Adam. It's been, I suppose, widely flagged now in market pricing for some time that a cut is expected. We had a below expected reading for inflation lately at the euro area level. And so that's all positive in the direction of a rate cut. And indeed, there's pricing in line with another cut before the end of the year as well, which would bring, you know, the rate down to 1.75 if that were to come in. But today, it's expected to fall to 2%. That's correct.
It is quite remarkable. Not so long ago, markets had priced in rates getting to 2% by the end of this year, maybe early 2026. Potentially, the expectation was they'd bottom out around there, maybe hold at 2%. As you say now, the prospects of rates going below 2% before the end of the year. What's changed, and is this kind of pace that the ECB gone on in recent months has been a bit of a surprise?
Yeah, I suppose there have been a lot of moving parts in that, but the one factor in there has been that really the US trade policy uncertainty has added a bit of impetus towards rate cuts. I think that's fair to say. And these things are dynamic. You know, it's hard to predict interest rates. It's famously difficult. But the ECB has estimated that it's a neutral interest rate, say, would be in and around 1.75 to 2.25%. So in and around there is a reasonable expectation, I think, for where rates might end up.
And what's striking is the growing divergence between rates in the EU and the US now, something that Donald Trump has been giving out about again in recent days. Why exactly is that? Why are we seeing that growing gap between the two central bank policies?
Well, in the US, you have a situation where, you know, growth in the economy is generally stronger than it has been in the euro area for some time. So that's one fundamental factor. Inflation in the US remains somewhat higher than in the EU as well. So those would be two key areas that feed into interest rate projections. The US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has been in no hurry to cut interest rates at the moment, while there are inflationary pressures and pressures in the other direction, which would favour rate cuts, which is that growth could weaken. But they're waiting to see, I suppose, the extent to which the tariff policies pass through into higher prices and the extent to which they pass through into weaker economic activity. Some concerns so far from the employment numbers out this week, initial numbers yesterday pointing to a softening in employment in May, but we'll see how that translates to the all-important non-farm payrolls number on Friday. Market pricing for that is, or expectations for that, is for a decent increase again following a strong increase in April.
We can see what happens there. Kevin Timoney, Chief Economist at Davy, thank you for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.